Okay, so memo from data source, and we did the case at the bottom, right, with Rava, that someone came to Beis Din and claimed that he paid in front of Plony and Plony, correct? And even though Plony and Plony came. And they said that it never happened. So Rava said, did not, he's not Huchzer Kafron. He's not Huchzer Kafron. Why? Since it wasn't necessary for him to, it's Milsa the low Romeo Lay the Inish Lava Day. Okay, so in Machlok is okay, you learn that, but Rashi's learning that what? I mean, basically, the upshot is, that even though you claimed to have paid back in front of Edim, essentially the Edim are not going to be able to negate your ability to be Potter. Even if the Edim come and say it's not true, you could still say, no, I meant I paid them privately. Okay, so basically the maskana of this sugya in Shavuos is that the Edom are not really Milo Amorit. The Edom don't create they don't establish him as a kafir. Okay, so yeah, so all the Rishonim are bothered with two things. All right. The seeming contradiction between this sugya and the sugya in Bava Basra, and why the Rif does not mention that sugya at all. Okay. In other words, one thing you say the sugyas contradict, so you find an answer. Well, then if you find the answer, then there's a value to both sugyas. So how come the Rif doesn't mention that? All right, so let's take a look at that sugya, just to get let's get the basic facts straight. Okay, so the sugya starts off with a specific case. Okay. Yeah. The case is like this. Habol lidon, right? It's at the bottom of Kufsem Tesam Beis. Habol lidon. B'shtar u'b'chazaka. All right, so what does that mean? What does that mean? So all these cases start out the same, right? What are you doing on my land? So he says, K'neged the Rashbam, we're out of Rashi territory, Hama'arer al sodeh shebiyado b'shtar u'b'chazaka. Okay, so it always starts out the same way. One guy comes to the field and he says to the occupant of the field, "What are you doing on my property?" Right. So in response to that, Habolidon kineged ha'ma'ara so that should be yado. So now this is talking about the guy who is presently occupying the land. So how does he answer the claim, of what are you doing on my property? So he has two answers. He has a shtar mechira, and a chazaka. Okay, and the shetoin karkaze konisi mimecha. So one claim is, I bought the property from you, and here is the shtar. I still have the shtar in my hand. V'gam yesh li edim shoachalti shnei chazaka. Okay, and I also have edim that I was here for 3 years, eating for 3 years. Those are the years of chazaka. So nidon b'shtar divrei Rebbe. Okay, l'komem farish lo v'ozel v'amakomem farshena l'fi pirush hamoran. So what does Rebbe say? So Rebbe says, "Nidon b'shtar." So we don't look at the Edom. We just look at the shtar. Divrei Rebbe. Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Omer b'chazaka. So he says, it means to say, not clear at this point what it means, but he says, Rashbam says, Lafi Pirush Hamorayim Shelufanenu, Yesh Mehem Shesarach Lafarish Lavishimah Dekamah Bechazaka V'lo B'shtar, V'yesh Shesarach Lafarish Af Bechazaka. Okay, V'koshim B'shtar. All right, so I think that's the way we should be going, right?
Yeah, how would you get? How would you re, how would you imagine that it's excluding star? Star is the best evidence. I mean, the more primary.
Yeah,
It's
not clear why would you negate the star. But certainly the way our sugya is going, I think the way we're learning is it means even the star, even the eight. It's not enough just to rest on the star. Okay. So the Gemara tries to go through what are they arguing about? Yeah, what are they arguing about? It goes through a few possibilities, and then it comes down at the end to the Ibayis Ema. It goes through a bunch of maneuvers, maybe flipping the shitas and all these different problems, and then it says, no. Let's say that they're arguing on levorer. Okay, levorer means the need to clarify. Okay, yeah. Yeah, 1 second. Okay. So was it that, is that our the Rashbam Ella Chacha B'Levara Kamitzvigi? It's a long Rashbam. Yes, he says, 1 second. Say, boy, Ladina, right? Right. 1 second. Right. Okay. Yeah, so what does that mean? Levarer. All right, well, Rashi's like this. Adam shatoin lema'arer, shnei mini chazakos, yeshli, achas shiyesh biyadi, adayin shtar. The guy says, I have two kinds of chazakos, basically. One of them is, I still have the shtar. Mechirisha li al shalashan. Okay, so what's the idea of chazaka? Just basic pshat, right? Basic pshat is that a guy should have a shtar. If he buy property, if you bought a piece of land, you should have a shtar that evidences that. Okay. The only thing is, there's an umdana that after a certain amount of time, you feel secure that your land is yours, and you're not as careful with where you keep the shtar. So it's possible, it's plausible that a person will lose his shtar after 3 years. Okay. So if he can bring Edim that he's been there for 3 years, living in the house, working the field, whatever it may be, continuously, all the rules of whatever the Edim has to be, so then that itself is a raya to his claim that he bought it. You understand? There's no such thing. It's not squatting rights. It's not a squatter's rights. It's not adverse possession, right? It has to come with a taina. You have to say, I bought the land. And when the guy says, well, where's the shtar? They'll say, I lost it because I was here for 3 years and I've been living here for 3 years openly and notoriously, and nobody's said a word. And here are my edim that I've been here for all this amount of time. So then that itself is a raya that he bought it. Okay. So this guy has both.
Why are you adding that without any, disruption, like open and, those elements, the adverse possession kind of elements? Is that really necessary here?
There are a lot of halachas about what it takes to make chazaka, and you can't be sneaking in the middle of the night and planting things. You've got to be doing it like a
So it is. So really is has similar to our structure as adverse possession, but you must have a, I guess,
right.
legitimate, credible claim.
No, it was the open and notorious. The reason why I said open and notorious, that's a legal term, is because you have to be able to give the guy a chance to be mocha. You know, it also has to do with the absence of the machlo of the guy who's claiming to have been the owner. You know what I mean? So it has to be that he knew about it and it was clear what this guy was doing. Otherwise, why would he be mocha? Right? You get all these issues together. Right? It has to be that he failed to act like the present Baal, and he is acting like the present Baal. Right? So anyway, so in other words, for instance, if he can prove that he's been away for 5 years and he had no way to find out that this guy was there, it wouldn't be a Tadaka. Okay. All right. So, but anyway, the bottom line of here is that what? The guy comes with a claim of a shtar and edim. So he says, the Kama Rebbe nidon b'shtar shetzorach levarer ulaames es devorov ulehevi es hashtar kemoshet to'an ve'edei chazoko below shtar lo yo'il lo kan. Meacha shezeh omedu ma'arer lo shtar yesh adayim biyadi. So he's learning it pshat like this, that Rebbe is saying he must produce the shtar. Right? Since he claims to have still had the shtar, he must produce the shtar, and he can't just rely on the edim. Right. What if he said, I don't have a shtar, but I have edim, that'd be fine. But once he says, I have shtar and edim, he has to bring the shtar to him. Right. But if he claimed he didn't have the shtar, that'd be fine. Mizdari. One day after 3 years, it's lost. And this is the way he's learning it. Rav Shimon holds we can view it like a chazaka alone, and he doesn't need to bring the shtar. Guy doesn't have to produce every proof that he doesn't need. The way he's learning is like this. When a guy makes a claim of having multiple forms of proof, does he have to bring every proof that he claims? Or not? If there are two ways that he could win, and he claims to have both of them, just brings one of them. Is there a chi of levara? Is there a chi of levara? Interesting. Could be. The star has a mistake in it. At least that's the way the Rashbam is learning the case. So it goes like this again, that they want to say the machlokas Rebbe and Reb Shimon Gamliel is whether there's an obligation levarer. Now, let's go a little further. So now, he had the Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef. That's like the case of Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef, who was Masik Beizuzi Brevi Abba. Okay, so he lent money. Who lent to who? Masik Beizuzi Rebbe Abba. He gave money to Rebbe Abba. Also, Lekameh, the Rebbe Yitzchok Nafcha, Oma Praticha, Bifnei Ploni Ploni. We'll figure out in a minute. So he said, I paid you back in front of so and so. Oma Le Rebbe Yitzchok, Yavo Ploni Ploni via Idu. Right, so Rebbe Yitzchok lent the money to Rebbe Abba. Okay. They went to Rebbe Yitzchok Nafcha for a Din Torah. And Rabbi Abba said, I paid you already in front of so and so. So Rabbi Yitzchok says, produce them. Let's get those edim. So he said, Elo also loma him nina. And if I can't find these edim, you're not going to believe me. Vakai So why did, I'm sorry, why did Rabbi Yitzchok Nafcha say, right, you have to bring down these edim? correct? Yeah. So, atu loma himnina and loma parasya filu below eden. We hold in Shuas Adayanim, you don't need to pay back in front of Adam. Correct? Yeah. So why are you telling me that unless I can bring the Adam who I claim to have paid in front of, I'll lose. I'll have to pay again. It's against the Rambam. Yeah, to me then? Well, that's a good question. Good question. So he says, Omar Le, Ona Behi Kishmaita Demar Svirli. So he says, I hold like Mar. The Omar, Rabbi Abba, Omar Rav, Ada Bar Ava, Omar Rav, Omar Chavero, Praticha Bifne Ploni, Ploni, Sarach Shayavo, Ploni, Ploni, Vyayidu. He says, that's nice. You're quoting me a Gemara and Shua, so they on him. But I hold like this. They have to bring that someone says that I paid in front of so and so. You have to produce them. He says, Kishmaitacha, the Amarta, Mishmei the Rav, right, like you. The Tzarach Shiavo, Ploni, Ploni, Vidu, Miu, I Asu, Hani Sahadi, Vaomri, Lo Hayudvarmi Olam, Ha'amar Rava, Perakshusa Dayanem, Kol Milstla Rami Ale Vinches. The whole thing is weird. It says you've got to bring down these Edom, but if they say they don't remember, if they say it never happened, you can take a shu assess and be potter. But you got to bring them down. So he says, at least that's what Rashbam is learning. He says, Omar Le. The Omar Rav Gidol Omar Rav Halacha Kid Divrei. This is a big machlokas with the Gershos. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, meaning what? That you don't need to be Levaya, right? She'odom She'omar Nidon Af Bechazaka Levada. So that was the case where we got started on. That he had a claim of Chazaka and a claim of Shtar. And Rav Shimon ben Gamliel holds, you only have to bring down the Eidei Chazaka. You don't need to bring down the Shtar, even though you said you had one. The Kevin Delo, Hoyat Sarach Liton Shtar Yesh Biyadi, he didn't need to say that. Me'acha She'och L'shnei Chazaka, Ein Sarach Levaris Devarav, Sheharbe Liton Masha Ein Sarach. Guys claim things they don't need. They make tainas they don't need to make. Ba'onanami Kevin Delo Eidei Mehim Ninan. On Einit Sarach Levara, Lehavi Adam Sharmarti. So he says, look, we passing like a Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Remember, Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, if you make a claim of Eidei Chazaka plus Shtar, so you don't need to bring the Shtar because the Eidei Chazaka was sufficient. And just because you claimed it does not lock you into that, does not make that necessary for your judgment. So too here. I could have just said I paid you privately and I would have been believed. Right? So now claiming that I paid you in front of Edom is like I have a chazaka and shtar. So why do I need to bring down the Edom when it was an unnecessary claim? So why should I have to bring them forward?
But it's flipping the thing. He shouldn't have to bring the star.
What's that?
It should be the opposite, because here he's being going with the lower level.
Right. You're not prejudiced by your pleadings. So I could have pled, I paid you back, stop. And that would have been, I would have had an amonus on that. So I added the fact that I paid you back in front of Adam. But I can't find the Adam, why should I lose? It's like I pled Chazaka and Shtar. So if I don't bring the shtar, I don't lose. And he says we pass like Rishon Megamliel. So he says the Af Rebbe, and even Rebbe who we don't hold like, right? Lo Omar Ela Levorer. What does that mean? And even Rebbe, I'm the Rashbam. He said, hold on. And even Rebbe, Kloma, min adin halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, she'af Rebbe lo nechlak ela mishum desvirle desorach levarer es devarav achari she'to'an yesh li shtar. Right. Those are really holy Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. That's the din. Because even Rebbe only disagrees in saying that you need to clarify, you need to be mevarer. Since you claimed you had a shtar, but Rebbe is modeshim correct. Very strange statement according to the Rashbam. Then near and dear Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, shein lo lahafsa b'shvil sfas yeser. Just sounds like he's saying the psak of Rebbe makes more sense. I mean, I'm not sure what he's adding with that. I'm sorry, so I mean, right. He says, Omale ona nami levara ko amina. So Rav Yitzchak Nafcha said, when I said bring them, I also meant levara. Meaning what? Kloma, kirebi surely. Vamalo birer devar hifsid. Vimlo birer devar hifsid. Yeah, I think Rebbe's right. Kach Pirish Rabbeinu Zikni. I guess that's Rashi. Perek Zebora, Libet de Rebbe, Shetzarach Levar, Vim Lo Hevi Shtar, Hifsid. Yeah. V'yesh Lachon Acher, V'ein Bo Mamish. He says that a lot. Yav Vish Alach Ger Rebbe Mechavero, B'ha Hilchasak, Rebbe Shimron, Shetzarach Levar, Yidom Rav Gidol Amarav. So he reverses him, huh? One star in his mouth. That was what the Amora says, you mean?
Yeah.
It's a strange shot. The way the Rashbam was learning shot, yeah, it's strange. I mean, it's just a svar saying, I don't like a svar. So the problem is, like Tosis on our argument. So Tosis says, Tema beget Pashut, Gabi Uvdud, Rav Yisrael Bar Yitz, Bar Yosef, Nava Masik Zuzi, Rebbe Abba. Masik al ga'afa. So, what was the Gemara's conclusion there? Avogavdam malva de favero be'edim, aim sorach levaro be'edim, ki to'an v'omar parati v'nei ploni uploni, sorach levar v'yavo ploni uploni v'ya'id. So, that's the psach of in Bava Basra. Right? Even though, notwithstanding the fact that we say, ha'omer, notwithstanding that fact, but we still hold if you said you paid in front of Edom, you must bring them. Okay, so Tosa says, why? Aminan lavadaiti. The Edom are not going to establish anything because even if the Edom come and say it didn't happen, he still is Naaman to say partifa, right? Those questions, and the Rashbam admits that, right? The Rashbam admits that. Yeah. So, anyways, so let's take a look at this this Rashbam, because he goes through it pretty thoroughly, and goes through the basic shittas over here, except for Tosfos.
The pizza. Yeah, the point I was trying to make before is it would seem that there's a difference, though, or there may be a difference. Let's say in the house.
I sent you is good. That's the most of the Rav Kook version. So, is it like this? Yeah. Right. Okay, so he goes to Rashi's Pshat, Rabbeinu Hanan's Pshat, and he says like this. So he says, "V'kaimel and karova v'neman hola sheparo." Yeah. So he says, Rashi says it's talking about the guy, right? Seems to be that's the way he goes, right? Because how could you say Edom forgot? And especially the next sugya seems more like it's talking about how could you say the Edom shoku kama mizdavin kabadaf, and it doesn't make sense to say they forgot. So anyway, so it seems like he's taking Rashi's interpretation. Now he's like this: Nischabetu harishonim zal b'shmuah. Okay, there's a lot of difficulty. Rishonim had a lot of difficulty with this Gemara because they had a problem with the Gemara and get pashut with Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, who lent money to Rabbi Abba, and he came before Yitzchak Nacha and he said, "Give me my money." And he's told him, "I paid you already in front of Reuven and Shimon." And Rabbi Yitzchak Nacha said, "Bring Reuven and Shimon and have them testify." And he said to him, he said to Rabbi Yitzchak, said to Rabbi Yitzchak, right? Is that the confusing Yosef? He said to, he says, "No, it's not. It's not. Is it Rabbi Yitzchak or is it no?" Rabbi Yitzchak was the Malva, so it was the other guy. He was he's the judge, right? But it was Rabbi Abba who said, right? Because Rabbi Abba was the Lova. He said, "Ve'ilo asu lo mehimne." And if I don't bring them, you don't believe me. But we hold, you don't need Edom to pay. You don't need to pay back in front of Edom. So basically, my statement, I have nemanos to say I paid without the Edom. So he says, "Ana kahishmaita demar sfirulei." I hold like what you said, that if someone paid in front of if someone said they paid in front of Edom, they have to bring the Edom to Beis Din. Now he says, "I, but Rav Gidel said the name of Rav." The halacha is like Rebbe. He says a different gerson. That's a different gerson. That's a little bit of a tougher gerson, no? The halacha is like Rebbe. We have Rebbe Shimon Gamliel, and even Rebbe only said Levarer. It's a different interpretation. So he says, "I also said Levarer." So we get back to Rabbeinu Chananel. Shem Amru Lo He Adnu Li Olam V'Davar Zeh Huchsok Kapran U'Mishalim. So Rabbeinu Chananel is the Rambam, is the one who says it's talking about the Edom in this sugya, right? So it's a clear steer, right? So over here in our Gemara, he says if the Edom say you didn't pay, you're not Huchsok Kapran. And the sugya in Bava Basra, he says if the Edom say you didn't pay, you are Huchsok Kapran. So certainly within the Shita, it sounds like a total steer. So some want to say that over there is when he said Parasicha b'fnei ploni uploni, where he told him to pay back. No, v'halcha what? It must be right. V'halcha shani she'eino omer ella v'lo parsi. Oh no. That's the first answer that he doesn't like. Over there, it was a definitive statement. And over here, it was like a maybe statement, right? "I think I paid you back. Didn't I pay you back?" So that's silly. He doesn't like that answer at all. Next, he says, "V'arav v'alamor zal kosav sham v'hasam v'omer b'fnei ploni parasicha v'amadetim." So that's the Rashi, the Balamor. He says, no, the difference is, and that's a good answer, right? The difference is, then over there he said basically atemedai, right? He said, "You be my witnesses." V'hilkach be'edim shenizdamnu lehayed ein omrim shalove o ha'edim ishtalu hashta below romo and ashayu. So if you prepare edim, then you can't say that they forgot, right? Avalhacha v'shalo is minam. So that sounds like it's true. I mean, I don't think anybody could argue that. Certainly, in the way we learn the Rambams, now, of course, it gets confusing, right? Who's saying that he said to them, "Atem Eda, Eda"? They can't be saying
that.
No, I'm saying in Beis Din, who's saying this? It just gets confusing. No?
Focus.
Mean, the Lova has to say to the Dayanim, "I was mazmin these two Edom, and I told them, you be my Edom, and here they come." And they say, never happened. Right. Of course, they can't say he told us to be his Edom, and then it never happened. That'd be hard to say. I guess. Could be. He said it, and then he walked away. He never paid. Okay, however that is. But I mean, I don't think anyone can argue with that. No, if that's really the case, that if you add that fact in to Bava Basra, that makes sense. But what's difficult then, I guess, is what's the Shaka V'Atari over there, right? Yeah. Well, 1 second, 1 second. Let's think this through. In other words, he's saying that what? The Gemara over there is saying that if you don't bring them, well, he's only going on the second point, right? That if they come in and deny it, then he'll be a kafir. Correct? I mean, they're arguing about whether he has to produce them or not. She'im omru lohe adnu li'olam b'davizeh hupsa kafir. Right. So, in other words, you have to, in other words, if you're going to say levarer, levarer means that when you bring them in, something's going to be made clear. Right? That's the problem. So, if when you bring them in, he's not going to be hupsa kafir, and how can you say there's any levarer? So, Rabbeinu Chanan says, no, that it is true. If you would bring them in and they would say lo yadvar me'olam, that would have birur that this guy is a kafron. Question is, why should he be a kafron if we hold like Rava that dvarma, right, whatever this is called, milsad lo rami v'nafshik. So the Baal HaMoor says very, very well, that case is where he said atam edai. Now he's still the machlokas whether you have to find them or not, right? Whether you have the obligation to be levaya. But if you don't say that there's a potential to be huchsa kafron, there's no birur to be had. Okay, good. So he doesn't comment on that. It's a good answer. Can't deny that. V'yesh me'ar v'seinu she'amru b'livareh kafron. Yeah, who is this? Yeah, so some want to say that what? That im hitzik b'divarv, he sticks with his word. The our Gemara over here is saying he switches. And when the Edom come in and say it never happened, so then like Rashi says, then he switches to say I paid you privately. Right? But over there means if you stick with your words after the Edom come, and they said it never happened, and you still say it happened in front of them, and they forgot. Huchsuk kafan. Very interesting nafkamina for Rashi and the Rama, right? Interesting nafkamina. So that would mean that that's only a good svar for Rashi, who says the Edom are always Naaman. We're not attributing the shikha to the Edom. We are attributing it to your not being some lave. So now you have a chance to be some lave. You stick with it, you're covered. Right? Because now he's saying, I do, he's saying, he can't say anymore that it's low sum, low.
Yeah.
No, because we were learning Rashi's, the mistake of Rashi is not a misremembering, but it's a carelessness in what he's saying. So now, when the Edom come in and say, we didn't see it, now he's going to really be. Now you can't say what he says next is just. Right. He has to be Hichzik B'Dvar. The Omer Kane, Hoyashiv, Nathan Parati, and you guys forget, then he's a kafir. Vizu, he, Dravius with the Nafka of Rav Abba. V'hocha B'chozir, Omer, Sovor, Yisi, Shiv, Nathan Hoyah. Of a low, of an low, parati. This one says, interesting, Rashi doesn't say that, but this is more like you were saying. It's either these, must have been, I'm telling you, it was in front of Aiden. If it wasn't these two guys, it was another two guys. Good luck finding those two guys. I'm definitely not going to tell you who those two guys are. But it's interesting. Sounds like he still has to stick with the idea. Rashi says, no, you can totally switch to, that sounds more like your kind of a mistake, like a mistake in dictum. I wasn't medactic exactly who they were. As opposed to Rashi, who says he wasn't even careful with what he said.
Well,
Right, because Rashi says he will basically now say it wasn't anybody. It wasn't anyone. He wants to turn around and say, O bifneihem, O shelo bifneihem. No. Right. Is that Omer bifneihem or shelo bifneihem? Right. But anyway, he says, one second, get to you one second. He says, Vahocha b'chozer v'omer. He says, Vaharbe tirutzim nemru b'dover zeh. Ve'ein echad mehen motzi anu mide masha hishmin harav al fasi zal abu uvda the rav abba rabbi yisrael nafa the beget parsha the bein ledivrei zeh hayilol rav zal lehevi ah bahalachos. So it's a very sharp answer, very sharp problem that remains. He says, you none of the answers work intrinsically, they're good. Right. There's nothing you can't say. You can't say that the riffs, that the Balamor's answer doesn't fit. You can't say the Ramban's answer is not true. He says, but if that's really the resolution to the sugyas, so then, like I said before, then that means the Gemara and Get Pashtet represents a halacha that the riff should have quoted. So if the answer is really true, how come the riff doesn't have it? Yeah. So let's go through this over here. So, we'll just try to go through it together here. So he says, "Valin nira de kushya me karalesa." He says, "I contend that there's no question to begin with." Okay, de kushya de milsa de ein sarach levarer ella bekeinian abolidon bishtar ubechazaka. So he says, "This whole idea, this whole milsa of ein sarach levarer." The kushta de milsa de ein sarach levarer is only in this type of a case. The type of case of the original brisa that you have a shtar and a chazaka. The tzarach lo hevi shtar mishum de chazaka mikoach de shtar ka'asi. Okay. Well, it's just a little bit funny in the beginning, but basically. He says the whole idea of tzarech levarer or ein tzarech levarer is only when the guy brings two tainos that are related in a certain way, like chazaka and shtar. Okay, because the chazaka, like I told you before, comes from the koach of the shtar. If there's no shtar, if there never was a shtar, there's no chazaka. So,
I also have empirical evidence there was a shtar.
Right.
Okay, we'll bring the shtar. What do we need to use your empirical evidence?
Right. I have a shtar and I have evidence of the shtar. Right. So he says, the im nimtza shtaro posel af chazak tez kosel butla. If somehow or other you can go and show that the shtar was no good, the chazak is no good. Ukidaminan hoya ochel. So that's a Tosefta. I had to look up the word ono, but apparently it's another word for a star. Okay. Yeah. It means a deed. Deed. I don't know. Oval betoin piroon v'omar b'fnei ploni uploni. But now when a guy says, I paid you back. And it was in front of so and so. Tainas hapiraon ino ba mikoach ha'edim. Ela devar yeserhu sheomer sheino tzaruch lo. Ve'ein hapiraon toloi b'ha'odas edim. So he says, when a guy says, I paid you back, and it was in front of Adam, so you can't say that the taina of the Piraon is Bo Mikoach Adam. It's just the Adam is just something extra that was completely unnecessary for the Piraon. So let's just analogize. He's saying, when a guy says, Tazaka, that's coming Mikoach, stop. Okay, there's no way to claim. Chazaka without referencing some idea of shtar, right? When a guy says, so when he says, I have a shtar and I have chazaka, So basically, the shtar, the chazaka, is resting on the validity of the shtar. Okay, so it's not really one thing. It's not really two things. Not two independent things. Right. That's what they're right. That's the whole reason for that. That's the whole reason for chazaka. Right. The whole reason for chazaka is people are not careful about their shtar after a certain amount of time. Right. But when a guy says, "I paid you back," and it was in front of Edim, so then the paying, the essence of the claim is that he paid him back. The Edim are not giving koach. Right. Basically, something like that. You can't relate the two in any way like that, because the payment didn't need the Edom at all.
And failure to approve Edom or undermine that doesn't undermine the fact that you paid him back.
The fact that he paid
Right?
back.
It's not dependent on it the same way. If there were no shtar, then you couldn't be a chazaka. Right? But if there's no Edus, there could have been a repayment.
Right, correct. If there was no shtar, it couldn't be a chazaka. But if there are no Edom, there could have been payments. Exactly. So therefore, what? So he says, Hilkach, afilu bo Edom va'amru lo hayu dvar me'olam, ein bekach klum ledas rava. So it sounds like he's going on the halachic approach now, right? Interesting. So he says, therefore, even if Edom came and said it never happened, it has no relevance to rava. Ein bekach klum l'rava. Rava, that's Rava's din over here of kol milsad lo rami ali de inish lo daite. He sounds like he's learning it in the more halachic way, like the Rav type of thing. That since the claim of Edom is completely superfluous, it's yeser. It doesn't mean that it's not necessary at all to his claim of Piraon. So therefore, even if someone come, even if they can come, even if the Edim that he claims to have deny what he says, it's irrelevant because the claim of Piraon is not undermined by the lack of the claim of Edim, by the inability to, yeah. Once he could claim Piraon alone, and he embellishes and he adds a yeser of Edim, since the Piraon is not totally on Edim conceptually, right? The fact that he said them together doesn't make them from either. And therefore, he simply now has a claim of Piraon without Edom, which is perfectly fine. Perfectly fine. No, that we definitely
yeah, that's just evidence. Told
he always ain
the admission
chazaka.
itself.
Says there's no chazaka without taina. That's the rule. No chazaka without that. The guy comes to basin, the guy says, "What are you doing on my land?" And he says, "No one ever told me to leave." That's nothing. So he says, Hilkach, he says, "V'kaimalon kavase kidamrinam b'sanhedrin perek zeborer de hasam d'tnan hasam zeh posel edav shel zeh v'zeh posel edav shel zeh." All right, truth is, matter is unnecessary. He drags you through the whole story of it. The Chachamim Omrim, Machlokas, Edim. It is very interesting, though. So basically, the Gemara wants to say like this: the guy has two sets of Edim, okay? Two sets of Edim to his case. And he's able to bring, he's able to passel one of the Kite Edim as Krovim, okay? But he claimed to have two sets of Edim, okay? So he says, the Rebbe Meir Tzarech, Tzarech Levarev, Achamam Ein Tzarech Levarev. Okay. Mahu. So he says, "What do you mean? That's what the case is." Okay. So in other words, the case, it's a little bit complicated. I'm not sure if I'm remembering every detail right now, but basically, The guy has two kite edim, right? That's his claim. I have two kite edim of to prove my case. And then it turns out one of them was possible. Okay, so they asked Rabbi Yochanan, what happens in that kind of a case? So his first statement was, well, the first one's already gave testimony. Ikadamri Amar Awesome. Lema kid Rebbe. So then the Gemara goes through, well, maybe the two statements are machlokas. Maybe it depends on the machlokas of Rebbe and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Oh my goodness, right? Because what? Because it's similar. It's a similar kind of a thing. He's got two sets, and now he's only bringing one. So he says, Rebbe. Even if you say like Rebbe that you had to bring the shtar and the chazaka, ad kan lo kama Rebbe hasam ele b'chazaka. The chazaka mikoach shtar kaasi. It's very similar. It's very interesting. The Gemara itself in Sanhedrin says there's a difference between two kite edim and shtar and edim. Maybe Rebbe says when you say I have a shtar and edim, you have to bring the shtar and the you have to bring the shtar too. Because the Edom are only coming mikoach shtar. But over here, it's kat A and kat B. They're not coming mikoach each other, right?
What will happen?
Now, I mean is, right. Now, I mean is, since he said, then it's like a tzarech levarer type of thing. So he says, afilu, he says, aval hocha bahani sahadi lav mikoach hani sahadi kaasi. Afilu Rebbe moded in tzarech levarer. Vishmainan minei. So the Rashba says, so what do we see from the Gemara in Sanhedrin? That kol hecha de ha lav mikoach hakaasi in tzarech levar. So wherever there are two independent sources of support, wherever there are two independent sources of nemanos, you don't need to produce them both. And even if one is nullified, the other one remains. V'hilkach ba'omer parasi u'b'fnei ploni u'ploni afilu l'Rebbe ein tzarech levara. Now here's the catch. Here's the catch. He says, Rabbi Yitzchak nafcha de'omer le l'Rebbe Abi de'tzarech levarer ta'a b'dimyon zeh. That's the mistake he made. De'savar le k'man de'omer hasam b'perek zeh borer af de'achi pligi. He thought, like the Mandamar in Sanhedrin, that two kite edim is the same as shtar and edim. The Rebbe, the Hilchasa Kavase. And we hold like Rebbe. And therefore, just like Rebbe says, you have to bring two, the edim and the shtar, you'd have to have both kite edim that you claim to have. And so, too, here, you claim to have paid back, plus you added edim. So you have to produce both claims. He says, Rav Sheshis, Nami Sfirulei Hafen. What's Rav Sheshis? Rav Sheshis, is Rav Sheshis in I don't know. I'm not sure which Rav Sheshis. He means Rav Sheshis in Shuas HaDayanim. That's the only Rav Sheshis I remember. Anyway, Virava Sfirulei, right. That's right. Wow. So you want to say when Rav Sheshis says, Huchsa Kafron, he's also making this mistake. He knows we hold like Rebbe, and he says that Rebbe holds you have to bring the shtar and the edim, so you have to bring two kite edim essentially.
Not
Yeah, it's what they call it, hilchos kafron. In other words, you said you can, you made this claim, and you said I'm backing it up with these two sources, and one of them failed. A good question. Would you be considered hilchos kafron? Well, certainly the edim who come and testify against you are valid edim. That's the key. This is really like the Rav's type of learning. In other words, whether those edim are going to make you a kafron or not, right, is totally on if they're part of your case.
Let's just
That's the way he said Rava in the beginning. He said, Rava said, Rava says, Taina sapiron eino ba mikocha edim eladavar yeserhu sheomer sheino tsarachlo ve'ein hapiron toli ba'avitz edim. Hilkach afilu ba'u edim va'amru lo hayidvar me'olam ein bekach klum das Rava. Why does he say that? It's a good question.
Why does he say for me? He says, I have two key to aid him, and the two key to aid him come, and without one of the
gods. Yeah, he'll lose.
That doesn't mean he's like
no, it doesn't mean he's with the Kafran, but. But he's saying over here, Rav Sheshet says he hooks a kafran when the Edom come in and say it didn't happen. And Rava says not. Right? He's saying that's probably on this question. He's saying Rav Sheshet holds once you say I have two kiti Edom, you have to bring them both, and they're both essential to your claim. Now if one of them, now you can't say, but if they testify against me, we don't believe them.
Right.
Then you're kafran. But Rava is saying, I have to work out the lashon, but he's saying Rava's learning since the claim of Piron and the claim of Edim are not related, and essentially it's a claim of Piron with a yeser divor. What does he call it? That's what he wants to say. He wants to say that it's a what does Rava say? He
books like Kafran, even if one of the katzim says yes, he paid it back in front of us, and the other katz says loy for me home. He says, I have to get the bring both.
He had some, well, that would be like this case. He has some lashon though. He says, yes, sir, something like that. Some lashon. Did I miss that somewhere? Yeah, Rava says, yeah. Right. But basically, he's saying, something that is unnecessary to have said, correct, is not going to make you is not going to become part of the, is not going to become necessary in your claim. And once it's not necessary in your claim, then you can discount the two things. It doesn't matter if you don't produce it. And even if it comes out against you, it's not relevant. Pretty wild. Hold on. Right. He says, since it's a dover yeser, husha omar, sheino tzarchlo, ein ha-piron toli beha'odas edem, hilkach, that's the key thing, afilu bo edem, v'amru lo yedvar me'olam, ein bekach klum das rava. So how is he interpreting Milsa de lo Romi? I don't know. It's hard to understand how he's interpreting it. Milsa de lo Romi alei de inish lava daite. Yeah.
That might be always true, but your entire thing is based on how you the claim is not from the great. The only question we're going to have is who's your book for the problem is.
Right.
Rob, you and I agree that something.
Pretty much like Rashi, right? He says, Umi not. Right.
Sign.
That's right. Right. Exactly.
But the time by the Abazaka is relevant to picks.
That's right.
What's better to actually show the shot? Because all you're trying to do is bring that there was a shot, that there's a machira.
So therefore, he says, just shot wise, he says, and Rava holds Kiahid Amrin Hassam, the cold ha lav mikor ha ka'asi, as long as one is not coming from the other, even Rebbe agrees, Ein Sarach Levarach. And we hold like Rebbe. He says that's why the Rif doesn't have it, because it's really nitche. It's nitche. Interesting. Afal pi lefikach lo kosar avah. Like there is afal pi she kosav ahi vitzorach levarer. He has, I guess, the case in Sanhedrin. So he has the case in Sanhedrin. I'm not sure what he means by the Hahi Vitzorah Pavara. I have to look at that. He says, "Mitoshti koso lamanu ze davar ze b'chein yerli b'fi masha kosafti lo kaimulan kahid amar av abba mishmei derav ada bar ava amar rav amar lechaver amar libiotcha amar lo parsiche b'tnei ploni ploni yavo ploni ploni v'idu." You don't need to bring them in. Oh, here we go. Either one. But he agrees he can't be machzik in that thing, though. That'd be so problem. So, no, according to the, just go through the case. According to the Rashba, the Machlokas Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel is limited to a case where the Taina is Tali Zebiza. That's what Dani is going to say, the best evidence for, right? If the guy, if you claim to have a Chazaka and Shtar, but you could win with the Chazaka if you didn't have the Shtar, the Rebbe says, now you have to produce both. And Rebbe Shimon says, it's sufficient to produce the Eidim alone, even though the Eidim are totally understood. But everybody would agree, this is the way he's learning, everybody would agree. So then, and then there's a machlokas in the Tanayim, in the Amarayim, if this is limited to the case where it's totally Zebizeh, or anytime the person claims multiple avenues of proof. So he says, the psak is, it's only when it's totally Zebizeh, that's rubber. For Rav Sheshes, this is not for a thought. It's just the fact that he proffered evidence. He must now follow through with it. And once that's the case, then he can, then if it contradicts him, then he has staked his case on that, and he's given credibility to those witnesses. And he can't say lohidvam. He can't say it was a mistake. So that's interesting. See, there's another sheet over here. The Rabbeinu Tam has a funny answer on top of Membez Amal. Maybe this is what you're saying. I'm not totally sure. He says, Rabbeinu Tam, Pirush Rabbeinu Tam, Tzorach Levar and Shuas, Mem Beis Amal. And Mitos HaDavar, Kemo SheYochel. He goes, what does it mean when it says Tzorach Levar? It means the Beis Din has a duty to do as much as they can. Okay. Mekom Mekom Lo Mishkach Lehu. This is, that I understand. Oh, Asu V'Amru Lo HaDavar Me'olam Lo Mafsid. A funny kind of a thing.
Yeah.
They have to try as hard as they can. But if it does, if they get the aid and say yes, that's good. But I don't know. It's a funny kind of a thing. It's like
that's exactly the point. You're not changing the evidentiary standard. That wouldn't be fair. You can't change what's sufficient, but Beis Din has to complete the its you know examination fully.
He says, right. V'chein muchach b'yushalmi shehevi rabbeinu chanano digarsinan hasam. So the case came to Rebbe and he passed like Rebbe Shimon Gamliel. This is Kasha, the Rebbe of the Rebbe. Lo Kasha, Rebbe lo rotza el lamor al amitat hadavar. No, he's saying it's the duty of Beis Din. If that's the duty of the Beis Din, is to make sure every piece of evidence that is available is brought before them. And if he's saying these pieces of evidence exist, now it's incumbent upon Beis Din to have everything before them before they render their decision. Even if it's not a dispositive piece of evidence. They have to have all the evidence before them, and then they'll have to weigh it out. They have to figure out what to do with it. But it would be It'd be part of their tzorach levarer is the duty on Beis Din to do their due diligence, and not just the duty on the litigants to bring forth testimony. Once they know the presence of something, they have to hear it out. But it's not a statement of, like you're saying, of the din. The din will still be. There's an answer of lawyer. Maybe they'll analyze this guy and they'll say, no, we don't believe his lawyer department. I don't know. But they have to have it. They have to have it. Right. No, maybe I'll take a step off of Yosef's where he said, no, maybe he said, it's just a totally guesswork. Maybe he's saying, no, what is the Din Torah about, really? You know what I mean? What's the subject matter of the Din Torah? Is the subject matter of the Din Torah always the controversy, you know what I mean, the momentous, and then all the tainas are just ways of resolving it? Or essentially the Din Torah resolves down to the evaluation of the tainas that the people bring, and then the outcome will be the momentous. So the Din Torah is really chal on the tainas. Then once he starts the Din Torah with this taina, that's it. It's locked in. All Beis Din can do is evaluate tainas. The result will be the moments. Or do you say, no, the Din Torah is always about the claim of the tviya. There's tviya and taina. The tviya is, you have my thing. The taina is because of this. So it sounds like they're learning, like Rebbe, it sounds like they're both agreeing to some degree. That, in other words, is it only the taina that is sufficient to make the tviya that we say is the Din Torah? But the Din Torah sounds like it's on the Taina. Guy comes in and he says, you owe me money. There's no Din Torah. Because of this, so now what's before the Dayanim is evaluating the Tainas. Once they made this the Taina, that's what the case is about. You can't substantiate it. You just lost. You know what I'm saying? Something along those lines. Okay. Think about it.